the most exciting, interesting parashas that carry us through. Most of our Seder night is discussing Esser Makos. Kids love it. Adults love saying it over. But it runs a lot deeper. The Maral says that the message that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave through Mitzrayim was something that is supposed to last for every generation and for every Jew. In other words, it's not something that is just a historical, amazing feat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu of taking Klal Yisrael then out of Mitzrayim. It's supposed to affect our day-to-day decisions, our mindset, our paradigm. It's supposed to be there, that's supposed to make that tremendous difference to us. So what is it that within the Esser Makos is supposed to change the way we look at life? So there's a very interesting Gemara, and we all say this in Haggadah. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, hoy noisim behen simonim. Rabbi Yehuda gave simonim, adash v'achav. He made simonim out of the 10 makos. He made tzach, adash v'achav. What was the genius of that? The tzach is dam tzvadei akinim. Yeah? Achav is oriv. What was the godless of that? He just took the makos, made the rosh tevas, and psh, wow. Genius. What's the godless behind that? What's the greatness behind that? So it's quite clear that al pi derech haKabbalah, the Arizal talks about the various HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge of Esser Spheres of the Klipah. And again, that's not for the shirk, because I really don't know what that means. But what we can understand is that it's clear that the different groupings that Rabbi Yehuda made tells us that every single one of those three groups has an entirely different mesechta to it that we have to learn. He brings over here from the Siva Shalom very nicely. He says that there are three times that Kodesh Baruch Hu mentioned a new element of who he was during the Esser Makos. By Dam, he says, Pari says, Mi Hashem lo yadati es Hashem. He denied the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore he says by Dam the Makrishoni, it says Bezois Teida Kani Hashem. So that is by Dam, and then by the other three Makos, the fourth Makos, he says Amam Teida Kani Hashem Mekerav Oretz, and then eventually by the last four he says Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Ke'ein Elokim Ba'Oretz. There's nobody else but me. In other words, the way he says it, he explains it, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Dam Tzvadeya Kinim, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature below the earth surface. The next group is on the earth surface, and the last three on above the earth surface. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature overall, which is a very, very beautiful way of understanding it. And you go through the Psukim, it fits in beautifully. But I want to go through and concentrate on one very, very beautiful, beautiful explanation that Rav Shimshon Pinkus describes in his Sefer, which I believe if one works it through, it does affect the way we look at life. It does affect every individual. It does make a difference in the way we see everything that goes through, whether it's health, or whether it's parnasa, or whether it's personal interpersonal responsibilities and reflects everything we look at in this particular way. And he says as follows. He says one of the biggest groupings of apokorosim in the world are scientists, not because they're the least intelligent, by no means. The greatest scientists in the world are the biggest apokorosim, because ultimately there is a fight between the world of medicine, or the world of science, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts an illness in the world, we can combat that, we can make this operation, we have ability to bring this drug, we are stronger than that. There are certain things that are, one cannot fight. Death, one cannot fight. But we can fight illness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings illness. There is nature. We are able to fight against that. And therefore, ultimately, they see the world as a conflict between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them who runs the world. And therefore, their agenda is, as a scientist or as a doctor, to fight against the inevitable illnesses, to make inevitable, to make it something that is possible to fight, and to change the world's focus on what is possible, what's not possible. Therefore, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus them. Every now and then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws them a new illness, which completely takes them aback and they can't find a cure for, and then you again realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. The first Masechta of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Klal Yisrael is, through the Mitzrayim, is there is nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than... That is the first lesson. Then there's another lesson. There's another lesson, and we'll see how that all fits into it. There's another lesson that doesn't tell us that there's nature and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nature. It goes hand in hand. There's no HaKadosh Baruch, nature and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that happens in nature is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, nature and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and all. And then there's a third lesson that we're going to see, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally independent of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can run the world if he decides naturally, or if he decides not naturally, supernaturally. He has no relevance to nature. Nature and HaKadosh Baruch Hu do not have to go hand in hand, b'chlal. For example, to see the world in these three different levels, for example, imagine a person, Rahmana Litzlan, no, nightmare. He gets a letter in his post, in his mailbox, on the Mas Hachnasa. Oh, oi, 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 Mas Hachnasa. So on the first, yeah, very frightening. His heart goes down. Not a letter one wants to receive. They'd like to meet with him down in the offices in Ramleh for an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, an interview in Mas Hachnasa. Ah, so the first level is, oi, there's a big problem called Mas Hachnasa. I'm a maimin, I'm a believer, and I've got to need HaKadosh to fight against this natural phenomena called Mas Hachnasa, called income tax. And therefore, there's nature called income tax, and there is a tzara. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be there to overcome this natural phenomena of income tax. That's level number one. Level number two is, there's no nature. There's no income tax and the Rabbein Shalom. Rabbein Shalom is income tax. Okay, he's Avarachamot. Yeah, don't get me, call me out of context here. But it's not as if they are there and fighting against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all the Rabbein Shalom. It's all him. It's all him. And therefore income tax is the Rabbein Shalom. The third level is, there is no income tax. It's my chatoim. I've got to do tshuva. There's no problem over here. It's all the Rabbein Shalom. I'll give another example. You know, you see these big boards. I've never been there. It's a stock exchange, right? And you see people there looking at the things going up, going down, the reds, the blacks, and there's pandemonium. And a day, a black day today, yesterday, apparently the shares were not very good, right, Herschel? Not very good. Beginning of 2016 were not very good. And people looking up and saying, and a person who's a mime and says, wow, there's stocks and Rebbein Shlomo, please help me. So therefore there's nature, and Rabbein Shalom, please help me overcome this nature. The next level is, what are you talking about? What, there's Rabbein Shalom and nature? Rabbein Shalom, the absent all the Rabbein Shalom. The absent, and the third one is, I don't see any ups and downs. It's all about Rabbein Shalom, forget about it. I don't even bother looking at the screens. If Rabbein Shalom wants me to make money, I'll make money, if not, not. Ramatzil Solomon used to say that the Maminim of today's generation are people who believe in Tefillah. And what do they done for Parnassa? They done like this. Rabbein Shalom, I know how to do business. I know how to do business. Do me a favor. Don't interfere. Don't mess up my business. That is other maminim. They know there's Rabbein Shalom and they ask Rabbein Shalom not to interfere with the business. There's a kofrim. These are people you have to realize there is no business. It's all there. Everything's Rabbein Shalom. There are three different levels. Example, Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzu goes to the Melech and he is supposed to have diamonds and gold and silver and treasures to give over to the king. And he opens up his box, and what does he see there? Earth, sand. So the first thing is, oi, Rabbein Shalom, what are we going to do? How am I going to deal with this king? Next thing is, don't worry, this is nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me with this, and ultimately my problem is not a problem. The third one is, we're talking about the sand is the greatest gift you could possibly have. It's all the Rabbein Shalom, it's all miracles, Adarabba. This is a Rabbein Shalom. There is no problem, Bechlal. We're blind. We think we're seeing sand, but it's not. It's a Rabbein Shalom. There are three different levels. In Dam Tzvadei Akinim, there is a competition between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chatumim Mitzrayim. And the Chatumim, I mean, they're crazy, but there's Dam. There's a problem with blood. Okay? So there's very little water to have to drink. So they buy this water from Jews, by the way, they get water from. They bought it from a Jew. Ah, we have water. And it goes to turn into blood. You see? Scientists are as strong as God. Fine. Tzefardea. Tzefardea, same thing. Frogs. We sold them a few frogs. Let's make a few more frogs. Fine. Made a few more frogs. Kinim. Now we found a disease they can't deal with. Etzba lekimhi. That is nature where scientists can't produce that. And finally they have to say, you're right. Rabbeinu Shalom is stronger than nature. Rabbeinu Shalom has an ability to overrule nature. But there's nature, and Rabbeinu Shalom has a veto power over nature. He has ability to run, to overrun nature. That is Dam Tzefardea Kinim. Okay? That's lesson number one. That is Masechta Bava Kamma of the Drosha. And by the way, every Drosha, however good the Rebbe is, you need to do Chazara a few times. And therefore you got to have Chazara and Chazara three times. You have the Chazara on each thing. The next level is Oroiv Dever Kinim. Oroiv Dever Shchin. What's Oroiv Dever Shchin? Let's take a jungle. Right? A jungle. Or what South Africans call the bush. Yeah, one huge bush they have where the bush. Right? And they have a jungle. Now, the question is, why do animals live in a jungle? Why don't they just go where there's good cholent? Disappear, dissipate, go all over the place. Why do they stay in the jungle? Why? Only because Ribbono Shel Olam has defined their place that they should be confined to a jungle and not be where people are. In other words, here in Kodesh Baruch Hu is not in any way now overruling or overriding nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dictating how nature should be. Ribbono Shel Olam is nature. Dever. A person's alive. You're not alive despite the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're only alive because Ribbono Shel Olam is keeping the finger on the button the whole time. Nature is the Ribbono Shel Olam. As soon as the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want the animals to live, they'll die. A person has a healthy looking arm. All of a sudden he gets a disease on his arm that he cannot possibly deal with. Where does that come from? It takes a little bit understanding how that works. But ultimately, this is not, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting against scientists, the Chatumim Mitzrayim. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've left long ago. There is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu overriding nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this stage is nature. And then we come to the third stage. The third stage is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to override nature. Not a Kodesh Baruch Hu is nature, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally, does not have to constrict himself to any forms of nature whatsoever. Kodesh Baruch Hu is supernatural. You have Arbe. Arbe, you've never seen these things before. They are creative, a once ever kind of species that went along with iron teeth. And they destroyed everything. Unbelievable. But it didn't destroy things that it shouldn't actually to destroy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally within the control of supernatural. We have these borod. We have these hailstones that have fire and water inside simultaneously destroying everything. How do you have that? Where's nature here? HaKadosh doesn't need nature. HaKadosh is supernatural. We have Cheshech. Cheshech is a darkness that people couldn't move. We never had such a thing before. Where did he find such a thing? A person literally couldn't move, was paralyzed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where did he get this from? What do you mean where did he get this from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not confined by nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides nature. And therefore this is a message that we're not looking at Ribbono Shel Olam vetoing nature or Ribbono Shel Olam being nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even deal with nature b'chlal. You know, one of the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim lit their candles with vinegar. And so they said to him, what's going on over here? So he said, Misha Oimer, Hashem and Shiyadlik, Yoimer Shal Chemetz Shiyadlik, will tell Chemetz to light. How was he able to do that? How did he vinegar light? Ribbono Shel Olam has only the ability to hide behind nature as long as a person believes there is nature. In other words, let's say you have coming in Purim, somebody comes into your house with a mask. Right? He can only act stupid and act like you don't know him until you don't recognize who he is. As soon as you say, Moshe, take your mask off. Just raise that cop. Take it off, no, make yourself at home. There's no point wearing a mask anymore. Once a person, a Tana, or an Amora, understands that Kodesh Baruch Hu is nature, there's no point hiding behind nature. And therefore, there's no reason to make any difference now between Chemetz that it should light, or Shemen should light, there's not such a thing as nature anymore. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, those are the three splits. Ultimately though, the purpose of all these, the Makkos was only to reach the stage of Makkos Bechoris. What's Makkos Bechoris? Makas Bechayrus is somebody who has understood the Bava Kama, the Bava Mitzvah, Bava Basra, the three, the Tzach, Adash, V'Achav. He understood the three different levels of what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. But it doesn't take a person who is a Kofer to become not a Kofer to be what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. A person who is an atheist, I remember once in Eishet Torah when I was there, a guy came in and said he's an atheist. Yeah? He changed from an atheist to agnostic to believer within an hour. He wasn't an atheist. He was Nebuchadnezzar Oretz, right? You prove to him, you show him, you use all the proofs of discovery. It didn't take him long, right? But the people who are the biggest danger to Emunah and Bitachon are people who don't care. They are Molech, the people not interested. What we are telling Klal Yisrael is, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, is take the messages, not know it on intellectual level, yeah? It is to care about it, to know you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you as B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, you are my B'chayr. And it bothers me if you don't take this message carefully. It bothers me if you go to the doctor and say, oh, the doctor doesn't know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You don't need a doctor, you need the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You know, there are certain people who had a munah, they never actually went to a doctor. It's a chavis of others, a discussion. But people should see straight away that when something happens, it's Rebbeinu Shleilam has ability on the lowest level to override nature. So if a doctor said it's not possible, it's not possible. I have a certain family member who the doctors told her that she'll not be able to have children. And she went to the top doctors in Europe. She was told she'd not be able to have children. My brother went to the Stipe Lugon in Bnei Barak. And my brother came in and the Stipe read it because he was hard of hearing. And my brother said, and he read it and he goes, eh, Doc Thalen. Sorry, Dr. Burke, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, doctors. He says, no, you can't read it. It says very clearly, eh, Doc Thalen. Baruch Hashem, she has five healthy children. Right? She has five healthy children. Rebbeinu Shalom runs stronger than nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nature, and Rebbeinu Shalom is supernatural. That is B'nei B'chayr Yisrael. That is a Tzach, Adash, V'Achav. We should all have this message, and Ezra Shem run our lives in that particular manner.